Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and let's talk about dog parks in Pinellas County. There are some terrific places to take your animal. Of course, owners are required to supervise and clean up after their dogs, and all dogs must be on a leash when outside the dog park area. Some of the parks have separate spaces for small and big dogs. So a few reminders, Pinellas County is not responsible for the behavior of any dog you are. Bites or injuries should be reported to Pinellas County Animal Services. Park rules are intended to protect everyone's use and enjoyment of the park, and violation of park rules may result in a citation or removal from the park. And we want to keep our dogs clean and free of poop and obey all the dog park rules below. So, where are the dog parks? Fort DeSoto Park. So, Fort DeSoto Park has the only dog park where dogs are allowed on the beach in a designated area. There are also two fenced areas with water stations near the beach for large and small dogs, and the beach entrance is at the far southwest corner of Dog Park. Other great dog parks include A.L. Anderson Park, Boca Ciega Millennium Park, John Chestnut Senior Park, Eagle Lake Park, Sand Key Park, and Walsingham Park. A little bit of advice, too, when you're walking along the water, keep your dogs on a leash. You do not want to lose your dog to an alligator. And of course, alligator mating season is a little bit ahead of us in the spring, but it's happened before. So what are the pet rules that you and your pet need to follow? So I think it's really important to make sure that your animal is trained. And here are some suggestions from Pinellas County. Pet dogs are welcome in county parks, must be on a leash, but are not allowed on boardwalks and observation towers. They must be leashed when entering and exiting the park. The parks close at sunset and patrons use the dog park at their own risk. Handlers of pets are liable for any injury or damage caused by their dog, and you should not bring more than three dogs. Really, frankly, I don't know why you wouldn't bring just one dog. Dogs should be licensed, vaccinated, and display their tags on their collars at all times. Dogs in heat are prohibited. Handler must be 16 years of age or older. Children younger than 12 are not permitted without a responsible adult at the dog park. And handler must control their dog and attend to it at all times, must carry a leash with them at all times while in the park, and you are responsible, yes, for picking up and disposing of your dog's waste in designated receptacles. Please, no dogs younger than 4 months old. Please check with your veterinarian before introducing a puppy to the dog park, and no aggressive dogs. Handlers must stop their dogs from digging and are responsible for filling any holes their dogs make. No excessive barking and no dog bathing in the park. No food or smoking within the fenced area. Just so you know, unscooped dog poop washes off into the waterways and provides nutrient pollutants that may cause algae blooms and fish kills. And do not go barefoot in the dog park. Also be aware of diseases that can be transmitted from dog to dog in a dog park, and have your dog vaccinated before coming to the park. For example, kennel cough and ringworm. So dog parks in Pinellas County are fun, fun, fun. There's a new play area over on Walsingham Road where you can register. That's an indoor dog park. There's our dog parks downtown along Central Avenue that are proprietary dog parks. So if you're looking to get out and socialize with your dogs, please check out the county dog parks and the proprietary dog parks along Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete and on Walsingham Road. For Radio St. Pete and Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Don't be rough. Follow the rules.